South Park parodies coronavirus vaccine distribution, QAnon followers. By David Ng on March 11, 2021. Comedy Central's South Park devoted an hour-long special episode Wednesday to parodying the coronavirus vaccine and QAnon followers who refuse to take the jab. But in a twist, South Park residents discover QAnon folks were correct to suspect the country's elites of nefarious intentions. South Park, the vaccination special also featured the return of Mr. Garrison, the elementary school teacher and multiple sex change recipient who became president of the United States. The new episode focuses on a local competition in South Park for the coronavirus vaccine, with residents lining up outside the local Walgreens as a nightclub bouncer determines who gets to go inside. Amid the chaos, Cartman and his friends attempt to save their broship by first playing a prank on their teacher, who quits in disgust, and then scoring a stash of the coronavirus vaccines, which they managed to steal by posing as volunteer workers helping the elderly. Watch below. In a subplot, South Park family man Mr. White becomes convinced his run-in with Mr. Garrison at the supermarket is a sign for the town's QAnon community. The Q followers pull their kids from South Park Elementary and form their own homeschooling organization, the Tutornin. Children of the Tutornin parents are known as Lilkties. The episode concludes with a twist. Mr. Garrison saves the town by striking a deal with the world's secret elites for enough vaccine to inoculate everyone, with some help from Israel. Mr. White here has taught me a very important lesson. Make sure you're on the side of the people with the most power, Mr. Garrison concludes. South Park also took a swipe at Disney Plus and HBO Max with a tweak to its regular pre-episode content warning. The streaming services have placed messages before classic movies and TV shows, including The Muppet Show, telling viewers that the material they are about to watch has now been deemed racist. This program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and will still be wrong in the future, the warning said. Like The Muppets, this show should not be watched by anyone. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.